Okay, ice cream, barbecue, maybe potato salad, holiday picnics. Have a good time, but be a little sensible. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates recently talked with a food safety expert who has a unique way of reminding what can happen when we do not take precautions.
Even if you didn't live through disco, the intro is totally familiar. Although the lyrics are totally different.
Throwing hepatitis and a gastroenteritis, I'm just staying alive, staying alive. Scrubbing off my veggies and I'm eating all my burgers up to 185, 185.
That's obviously not the Bee Gees. It's Carl Winter. He's a toxicologist at the University of California at Davis and a nationally recognized food safety expert.
In the United States, it's estimated that as many as 76 million cases of foodborne illness occur every year, including 325,000 cases of hospitalization and about 5,000 deaths.
Winter's on a mission to protect Americans from foodborne illnesses. So a few years ago, he made a decision.
Well, I've always been a musician, even though I'm a serious scientist. So I've been developing over the past 10 years parodies of contemporary songs, changing the lyrics to make them appropriate to educate about various food issues.
Song parodies are not considered copyright violations, so Carl Winter is free to cover some of rock's most famous songs, like this one from the 60s.
Before and after meals, and when you use the can, soap and water for 20 seconds.
Unlike the original, though, it doesn't focus on hand-holding so much as another function.
That's how you wash your hands. That's how you wash your hands.
So is Carl Winter the Weird Al Yankovic of food safety? Not quite.
The terms that I get more often are the Sinatra of Salmonella and the Elvis of E. coli.
Winter's covers of well-known songs, sung in an obviously non-professional voice, go from disco to rock to hip-hop.
When I perform live, I love to do a rap song. I have my own version of Will Smith's Getting Jiggy With It called Don't Get Sicky With It.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Got a PhD, better listen to me. If you don't watch out, it's R.I.P. Careful with your food, don't get sicky with it.
Winter is the band. He plays all the instruments and records in his spare bedroom. And he gets plenty of bookings at health and science conventions. Winter recently returned from San Antonio, where he got props from a meeting of environmental health specialists. He thinks this positive feedback is because food, enjoyment of it, and fear of a bad experience with it is a universal bonding agent.
The porcelain gods are gonna hear my song. Gonna be a stomachache tonight, a stomachache tonight, I know.
When I ask him how we can avoid that stomach ache, or worse, as we enjoy our Labor Day meals, the non-musical part of Winter immediately takes charge.
The most important thing to do is realize that all foods, if mishandled, could have the potential to make you sick. So particularly when it's really hot outside, keep foods refrigerated. If you're grilling foods, make sure that you grill them to the proper temperature.
Doing that might let you live to eat another day, robustly.
Did you think I'd lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive.
Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.
My food, I'll stay alive, 'cause I've got all my safety plans.